Hello. Hello, hello. A very good day to one and all. Thank you very much for your questions as regards children. Yesterday, numerous questions were asked. They were very relevant, as we see it. I should like to respond along two lines. First, on the policy standpoint, the institutions, and then also the normative process for adoption, so the regulations on adoption. Yes, indeed, on 26 May, the then director of DNAC was released for alleged improper actions. The president decided this to uphold the best interest of the child. However, there is a presumption of innocence, while investigations are underway. The prosecutor is not under the executive, but rather in the public prosecutor's office, based on the accusations that have been levied, and that investigation is underway. Also, in the best interest of the child, steps had to be taken in order to make course corrections and ensure increasingly the upholding of these rights. So on 30 May, a decision was made to name a new individual to the head of that institution with the support and listening to civil society very closely, as well as listening to international partners. That individual has 20 years of experience in that field and has a more comprehensive, overarching view of children and adolescents in Honduras. This was a political decision by the president. We have activated a comprehensive system for the guarantee of rights for childhood and adolescence. The presidency is working through its secretariat, here represented by Minister Pastor, and they coordinate the current Secretariat of State for Children and Adolescents. Lastly, in September, we saw the announcement of the creation of a new institute, the Secretariat of State for Families and Children. This will be launched on January. We want to expand coverage and hammer out public policies that, as I've said, January passed, it was created. It's only been up and running for 2 months, and they're developing their policies, working with civil society and international partners as regards adoption policy and regulations. First, in step with that which that we have, there are no cases of illegal adoption, nor modification of identities or identity theft. What we have here is a process. First, we seek to ensure that boys and girls have a process in which they enjoy guarantees, due process. The children are, within the committee, given an identity if they don't have one, and this is when they have been abandoned or there has been consent for their adoption. Further, there must be an adoption certificate, and all of this must be registered in the National Register of People. The adoption process then has numerous parameters that are enshrined in our law on this, Article 15 to 18. I'm not going to detail that right now for reasons of time. However, I do want to make clear the following. This committee that I'm referring to does not answer only to state actors, or it's not made up of only state actors. It also has, in addition to civil servants, it has four representatives of civil society, the Bar Association, Psychology Association, social workers, and the doctors as well. So this is a group process. It's not a unilateral decision-making process by the administration. I'm referring again to adoptions. Now, lastly, I should like to say that there is a pathway to adoption, the legal bases, the role of the judiciary, the registry, and the follow-up also once an adoption is underway. Now, do adoptions, are they only for foreigners or only for nationals? There's no exclusivity. According to our registry, there is a split about 50-50. 50% for foreigners, 50% domestic. There is another situation that I'd like to note, and with this I will close. While, as a state, as an administration and government, we do have responsibilities that we seek to meet for which we appreciate the cooperation and recommendation of the UN systems, we also have a series of cause and effect. These lead to conditions in which migration can be mil-used, the system can be abused, the system of migration, that is. And I think I would need to make an observation on countries. The countries with the most power have a representation in Honduras. What do I want to say with this? It's true that this is a responsibility that we take on, but there's a series of consequences here, because when there are cases of trafficking of children, this is not merely an issue of us being a receiving state. There are other countries on the other end, and for this reason, we appreciate the cooperation of each and every one of you. Thank you very much.